Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. We're now in the midweek. It's already Wednesday. Unbelievable where the time goes. Got an interesting guest today lined up, Eric Shine. Had him on before, actually, several months ago. But he's coming back on today to share some more interesting information. I guess he's had a run-in with the Gestapo at the Homeland Security. So he'll be telling us about his wonderful experience with the jackboots coming up after the break. But before then, just a couple little announcements. Interestingly, what was it, last night or the night before, I guess it was, in Florida. Probably a lot of you had heard about this. But there was a student who had... law student, I guess. He had approached Mr. Kerry, was giving a speech down in Florida, and he asked him, you know, why did you acquiesce so easily after the 2004 election? What was up with that when the evidence was very clear that this election was stolen, just like, of course, the 2000 election? And then he asked him, Mr. Kerry, are you not a member of Skull and Bones? Well, that was it. The police came. I'm tasered him. Speaking of the Gestapo police state, yeah, it's very good what you do in the free country. When all someone is doing is asking the questions, you just bring out the taser gun and zap him. It's unbelievable, guys, what's going on in this country, man. How that crowd did not rush those police, grab their tasers, and turn them on them is beyond me. America... you know what? You deserve what you're getting. It just enrages me that everybody else who knows what's going on and does not approve of this is going to have to suffer along with the rest of you dumb saps. But, you know, a great many people in this country are actually begging to be enslaved, and they deserve it. You know, if people are going to sit back and allow these thugs to get away with this, not raise a voice in protest, let them, you know, pull this off, they deserve what's coming to them. What a disgusting bunch of apathetic people we have in this country. Anyway, yeah, that's a nice little news item, though, isn't it? Helps to remind you of just how free we really are. And aren't you glad that we're fighting this war on terrorism to keep us free in this country? Yes, yes, we want to maintain our freedom so we can be tasered for questioning corrupt politicians about their sleazy affiliations. Unbelievable.
The terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 did so because they hate our freedoms. And that's why I'm going to pass the Patriot Act, to trash your freedom so I can cooperate with my buddies at Al-Qaeda.
Unbelievable. What a scam. What a rotten, stenching fraud. Anyway, guys, before we go to the first commercial break and bring up our guest, just a reminder... we're offering the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom of Fascism. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org, ordering through PayPal, or you can call 800-724-2719. Or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. A reminder, there's a new website for the Republic Trading Group. It's republictradinggroup.net. And you can call the toll-free number, 800-691-7898, in regards to the Republic trading. By the way, yeah, I didn't get to finish last week my discussion of the protocols, and then I was going to do it Monday when it looked like my guest wasn't going to show up, but then he did actually show up. So I'm going to be picking that up whenever opportunity provides. I usually want to keep Fridays open. I've been planning on doing that, but some of the guests I had asked to come on actually are only able to come on Fridays the next couple weeks, so it might be another 2 weeks or so before I get around to that. But I do want to pick up some more discussion with those guys coming up here soon. All right, we got a quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We do have our guest on, Eric Schein. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thanks a lot, Charles.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
I got a phone call from your agent, or one of your agents there, Eileen Proctor.
Right.
And, boy, she's really helpful. She's given me a lot of great contacts over the past several months. And, she's the one who scheduled you. She said you had some interesting new information to share. I had you on, I think, back in May.
Right.
Might have been. Yeah. So I guess a lot has happened since then. She told me that... I'm sorry?
They're basically trying to carry on fratricide, just like they did with Pat Tillman. And I don't know how more clear I can be about this, especially in my own plea for help to all your listeners to start contacting your congressmen and senators and even the Coast Guard, the Commandant, and the San Francisco Command, and even the offices of the administrative law judges, and demand that this, you know, a stop be put to this immediately, because your tax dollars are going towards this. And what they're trying to do is, rather than putting three bullet wounds, or, you know, bullets in the forehead of Pat Tillman, which, you know, was clearly, whether it was came down from the top or just some rogue individual or group of individuals thought that, you know, Pat Tillman's voice should be silenced. You know, it was an incident of friendly fire, and there were emails going all the way at the top about covering it up. And whether they were directly involved in the actual shooting, there were high-ranking officers who were involved in the cover-up. And the very same thing is going on here, where you've got a junior officer. He's actually been promoted now. The charging officer who has brought charges against me back in 2003, and you have to remember, I'm not in the Coast Guard. I went to a separate and distinct federal service academy called the Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point. It's a sister academy to West Point, Annapolis, and the Coast Guard Academy. And this Coast Guard individual has brought charges against me, actually pulled me out of civil court, brought charges in the face of civil complaints, used my civil complaints against me as evidence, entered them into this Article II proceeding. It's much like a Star Chamber trial or Spanish Inquisition or, you know, witch trial or witch hunt. This lieutenant has actually charged me with, quote-unquote, being depressed. And they have tried to aggressively prove it by, of course, trying to make me depressed. They've stolen medical records, falsified medical records, put a bolo out on me saying that I may be dangerous, held me in a hotel room for 8 months. And a lot of people say, well, did they chain you to the bed? You know, how did they hold you? Well, when you do not follow due process of law and you do not notice and calendar events, you know, like upcoming hearings or evidence or motions, and they were lobbying, you know, oftentimes one, two, three per day, as many as 180 motions in 120 days or so, you can't go anywhere because they literally had me running a law office in La Jolla that they had set up, where I had to defend myself with conflicted counsel who was representing the federal contractors and the shipping companies. And this lieutenant has since, in the last 5 years, gone away to law school, gotten his law degree, been promoted to lieutenant commander, moved from investigations, which is like the police, into legal division, which is like city prosecutor or district attorney, and now he's taking over prosecution of the case. He's recently made a notice of appearance, an emergency notice of appearance, because he thought this whole issue and even myself were dead a long time ago in more ways than one. And they're trying to literally take my head and do so in a administrative fashion and use a doctor rather than an executioner and a guillotine. And to be very clear, this type of activity is growing. I mean, I don't know if you saw the recent incident with a taser.
Where I was just talking about that, yeah, before you come on down in Florida.
And, well, part of the reason, and if you look closely at that video, the fat doughboy police officer, and I'm sorry, you know, I respect police officers when they respect the rule of law and people.
Not these kind, though.
No, this guy was a fat doughboy, I'm sorry. And he, you know, he was actually smiling as
the thug.
Student
yeah.
was actually being tasered. As if
criminal
it was
with a badge.
Sorry?
Criminal with a badge.
Yeah, as if, you know, they were just playing a game somehow, you know, like a bully as a child. And to watch that was just very wrenching because it, you know, flashes back and reminds me of a lot of stuff that's gone on here where they've used very artful means to trap, grab, you know, literally kidnap someone, hold on to them, but do it in such a fashion. There's been recent testimony before Congress about, you know, why federal maritime officers, seamen, merchant marine personnel need a lawyer because we're easily overreached. I mean, it's because we're very trusting. We're away from home so much. You know, some people spend 9, 10, 11 months working on a vessel gone. They're lucky to spend a month at home a year. They might as well be in the military, you know, in a war. And this is during peacetime, and it's gotten much worse. They're forcing anthrax vaccinations on us that are not safe. There's no due process whatsoever. We're being treated as slaves. The federal contracts that we work on have been abrogated entirely, even though every line item in those federal contracts comes from a statute made by Congress. You know, every single line item is created by statute. And so when you think about that and you think about the federal contracting and the provisions, they're doing things like instead of providing us three meals a day, they're giving us two, and then they're taking the difference and putting it in their pocket, that extra meal. And they're doing stuff like that across the board. The mafia and white-collar criminals are, you know, deeply involved in this. And it's opened such a hole in our maritime industry and ports and civil defense and national security that has to be, you know, not only investigated but shut down. With the mob influence into the federal officers' unions and even the unlicensed personnel's union within the maritime industry, they can carry on labor racketeering of federal officer positions, place their own people within the industry. They can carry on insurance fraud. They can carry on fraud upon the court.
Sure. They're outright privatizing everything, and... you know, here they are paying Halliburton for jobs they don't even do. And if they do do them, it's all incompetently done. I mean, they're giving our troops food packets that are poisoned or that are, you know, spoiled. What is it, $60, I hear? For anywhere from $40 to $60 for a six-pack of Coke? You gotta be kidding me.
No, and they're just raping and pillaging our own troops because all that stuff should be sold to the troops at cost. And at some point, not even just at cost, like... if there's a high expense of transporting the stuff over there, it really should be sold to them at what the normal cost would be back here at home, and the military absorb any, you know, difference in what it would cost. I mean, this goes back to Roman civilization, to where the soldiers, you know, they would be promised a certain level of pay, say like 100%, and rather than getting the 100%, they would end up with, say, 20%. And hands in between would take that other 80 and put it in their own pocket. And it was a great way to have a slave class. I mean, the military literally has become a slave class. And what these guys are doing is unconscionable because they've set up such a system within federal contracting now to where there is no system, to where there is no oversight. And guys like Colin Powell are deeply involved in this. And I have to bring this up to you because no one else will really, you know, properly address this or listen to it. You know of TONA, right? The Titles of Nobility Act. It was supposed to be the 14th Amendment before the whole issue of the Civil War and slavery came up.
Right.
When you look into our history, most of our wars have been involving and against, especially against England. We have a Declaration of Independence, but we have Ronald Reagan, who was knighted by the Queen. We have George Herbert Walker Bush, who was knighted by the Queen.
Yep.
We have Alan Greenspan, who was knighted by the Queen. We have Henry Kissinger, who was knighted by the Queen. We have Colin Powell, who was knighted by the Queen. We have possibly a new president, I don't think so, but Mr. Giuliani, who was knighted by the Queen. And you start to look at this and you couple it with T-Mobile, which is it's a cellular phone company or whatever, like AT&T. It's actually owned by the German, it's a German corporation that's owned by the German government. And you look at what happened with Chrysler, German corporation. Okay, they're trying to break it up and do things there, but still, that's just kind of odd. ICANN, which is takes care of the addresses, names, and numbers for the Internet, is a Belgian corporation. American President Lines, that used to name all of our vessels after American presidents, is now a Singaporean company, owned and controlled majority stake by the Singaporean government. And that very same company assimilated and brought in a company called Hamburg America Lines way back when, that was actually owned and controlled by the Bush family, or Bush, the House of Bush, the Bush dynasty. And it was one of the three corporations that was shut down in World War II for trading with the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to tie all this stuff together, and then, excuse me, the Coast Guard is coming out with a new international class of destroyers. Well, they might as well be destroyers. They're interceptors. And they're trying to turn the Coast Guard into, and they effectively are. They've got Coast Guard officers who are carrying on cases all over the world. The individual in my own case has been in Greece, and conveniently enough, when the fires were set, so who knows what the connection is there. They have these two new vessels coming out, and they're international interceptor class of vessels, and the first two vessels are called the Bertholdt.
I tell you what, we got to go to a commercial break. Hold that thought. We'll pick up from there. This is amazing stuff, guys.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Eric Schein on as a guest here, talking about all the crazy, funky things that are going on in our military and their attempts to suppress, outright silence those who aren't going along with the program. Before the break, you were talking about a vessel. You remember?
Well, these guys are a bunch of warmongers, and they're really trying to sell war. And it's not just about the war profiteering, oil profiteering. It's literally about trying to decrease the population, subjugate the population, steal natural resources, steal U.S. not only U.S. Treasury assets, but also foreign Treasury assets, you know, basically raid the treasuries of just about every foreign country in the world. But these two vessels coming out in this international class the U.S. Coast Guard is setting up, they're trying to create them as not it's International Maritime Police or Intermarpol, which is like Interpol for Europe, the International Police for Europe. And this goes into the whole, you know, North American Union, American Union, merger of Canada, the United States, and Mexico into one super state, the NAFTA superhighway, which is, you know, similar to the Autobahn in, that was used to marry the German, Bavarian, and Austrian republics together, or provinces. But these two vessels are both called the, what one is the Bertholdt, and the Vosch, two good German names, you know, for the very first two vessels, which is just, it's weird. I'm sorry. It just, you couldn't put that in a novel and get away with it.
There are a bunch of Nazis after all.
Yeah.
They're all Nazis. The Bush family has, I'm sure you know, a long history
of... It's coming from Austria, Bavaria, Germany, through England. And at some point, you know, the wars was a way to set up a bunch of different Trojan horses, whether it be economic or other means, and plant assassins and spies. But the Bertholdt is named after the first Coast Guard commandant. The Coast Guard split off from the IRS. It was actually the Revenue Cutter Service that was used to intercept foreign trade from coming into the United States and protect our country and our industries and our people first and foremost, and, you know, charge customs for anything and tariffs for anything coming into the United States. But the first U.S. Coast Guard commandant, Bertholdt, he was actually knighted by the king back in the early 1900s. And so you start to see, it's like, okay, this is weird. And if you think about our founding fathers and the Constitution, and most importantly, the Declaration of Independence, you realize that they were abhorred by the thought of self-appointed royal families. They detested nobility. There were even fights with where private associations were trying to grant, like, special titles, and they said no. No states and the federal government could not issue titles of nobility. And for anyone to accept a title of nobility, it requires and this is the law, it requires an act of Congress. Mm-hmm. And you can ask Mr. Giuliani what act of Congress allowed him to accept a knighthood from the Queen. And you start putting all this together, and these are just like throughout history, the Order of Malta, the Order of the Star of India, the Knights Templar.
Secret societies.
Yeah, the Crusaders, you know, the Federalist Society, all these secret organizations, wherever you want to place the roots, they're all offshoots of organizations like the Templars. And what they do is, and literally if you think about that name, they set up false temples to false gods. And what they do is they get people to tax or tithe and take a certain percentage off the top. They set up enormous public trusts, like, you know, even Social Security, and then they come in and clean house and empty the till, you know. And they're doing this. That's why they're attacking the country, is they want to dissolve the country. This is the oldest standing republic in the world, you know, democratic republic. It's a hybrid. It's not just a republic. It's a very special type of republic where we have, you know, rule of, by, and for the people. And these people who are in office right now are not coming from the people. They're, you know, Congressman Duncan Hunter, who's running for president, he's trying to set up his son to take over his congressional seat as he's vying for and actually thinks that he'll win the presidency, which is just it's a joke for that guy to even think that he could make it into office.
Yeah, I mean, this is literally... Well, most people are just totally oblivious. They just can't even fathom. Well, that doesn't make sense. Why would they do that? Why would they want to dismantle their own country?
Because they don't understand. These people do not think like you and I at all.
They have no loyalties to this or any other country or form of government. That, you know, when they swear an oath, it's just a facade.
Well, look what happened in Germany. Look what happened in Germany, and look what happened in the USSR.
Sure.
And if you look at the signs of the times, and I hate to be biblical, and you know, but people don't understand what the Bible really is. They keep telling us to take it literally. If you really pay close attention to the Bible, it tells us of empire. It tells us of how they play the game. It's literally an extension of a complementary text to Plato's The Republic, and most, you know, pointedly, the allegory of the cave. Because all of these, even our sports and what goes on here in the United States, which goes back to Greece and Athens and more, football, baseball, now they're really doing WWF and extreme fighting, it goes towards the allegory of the cave. It trains people to live that facade of a life to where you're looking at the wall of the cave and you're looking at these shadows of something that is only a figurine of what the real, you know, image or item is.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we're going to go to the quick break. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, where we're tired of playing foolish games. We got Eric Schein on as our guest, talking about this coming scam. This New World Order is really what this is all tending to. World Empire. That's just what we were saying before the break. And, you know, yeah, just like you see the European Union formed, the European nations are losing their sovereignty. They're losing their economies over to the euro. This is all becoming centralized in the hands of the multinational corporations that have set this whole fraud thing up. And now they're doing it here. Most Americans don't realize that there is, in fact, this North American Union that's being formed. And, you know, the few that do realize, not many of them know what it's really all about. They don't even seem to have a problem with it. Our sovereignty is going out the window. This nation's being dismantled. And, yeah, you know, when they talk about this merger thing, it has nothing to do with benefiting our economy, does it? It's all about the big corporations.
Well, no, it wouldn't be a bad idea, but who's carrying it out and why they're carrying it out? Because if you think about one of the things that made England so strong is they didn't have a large standing army. They had a great and powerful navy, but they had set it up because it was, you know, basically an island, that they didn't have a large standing army. And that's how our country was set up, was that we're not supposed to have a large military. We have a strong navy to repel, and then we raise the army in need of defense to repel an invasion. And we're not supposed to be over in 130 different countries with bases all around the world, just like England had. But what's going on, though, is not about defending America. It's not about creating this new super state and making Canada, you know, the 51st state and Mexico the 52nd state. It's about dissolving in name, basically carrying on a change in title or bankruptcy of these states that have been long established, and taking, stealing all the treasury assets, all the natural resources, you know, Mount Rushmore, Yosemite, Yellowstone, the fisheries, the merchant marine, bridges, roads, railroads, you know, Washington, D.C., might as well, all the monuments, everything and anything that made up this great country, and change the title so as to change ownership. And this change in ownership is to try to revert it back to the self-appointed royal families of Europe. And, you know, literally, we invaded the wrong country. We should have invaded England. And I hate to say that. I mean, you know, I'm half Irish, half Portuguese, but at some point, this is all being, it's a major psyop or psychological operation being run out of England.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, England is the headquarters of the world's preeminent central bank, the Bank of England. They're the ones that launched all the other central banks around the world, the Rothschild dynasty.
Yeah, Federal Reserve. And that's what they're trying to do in Asia, is try to push in, and also the Middle East. See, they know that the Middle East would not be able to merge like they can, or they're trying to do here with Canada, the United States, and Mexico. The only way to merge all of the Middle East into a super state was to go in, and just like they do to military personnel when you join the military, they attack you, break you down, shave your head, call you a piece of whatever, throw every kind of innuendo and insult at you as possible. You've seen the different, where the drill sergeants, like in Officer and a Gentleman, you know, hey boy, the only thing from Texas is steers and queers or whatever.
Yeah.
They play that game to break you down and then build you up in the fashion that they want. And,
right.
And what they're doing is they're doing the very same thing with all of the countries of the Middle East, and this includes Israel. This includes Israel and the people in Israel, no matter if they're Jewish, Christian, or Muslim, or atheist.
Oh, yeah,
it's
a war against all peoples everywhere. There's no loyalties to anybody but their own
self. Well, it's to revert back to a feudal system of kings and queens. Privatization is a feudal system.
Mm, right.
Because if you think about, you know, a commonwealth or having public trust, our courts and our court proceedings and grievances are not supposed to be heard in a private forum. You know, even Ben Franklin spoke about arbitration, but that was supposed to be, you know, especially in industries, it was supposed to be an immediate alternative, and the cost of it borne by the industry and our progeny of our founding fathers. You know, our founding fathers, you got to realize, it's not Jefferson, it's not Hamilton, it's not Franklin, it was you and I.
Right.
That's who our founding fathers were, because at some point, you know, people held a lot of pressure and a lot of, you know, fires under the feet of these guys, telling them exactly what they wanted. We had a much more representative democracy at the time, and those guys truly did represent the interests of the people. And people want to trash, you know, the people who actually were in the limelight, like Washington and Franklin and Jefferson and others. They did the best that they could, and they actually set up a system to give us so much. And sure, there were fatal flaws or problems like the three-fifths majority and slavery and, you know, even stuff like that is not getting a critical analysis, and I'll talk about that real quick because it's very important. Is they're using, under the three-fifths majority, you get representation under the Electoral College. You don't get it as the number of citizens and voters. You get it by the number of inhabitants, and that's one reason why they're using immigration as a weapon to come in and change those that they represent.
The area, right.
Well, and they're even using prisons for the same thing, because prisoners have their rights taken away, but they get counted under the Electoral College. And so you start to think
about
that.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, that makes sense. That's a good point.
Well, no, and that's why they're playing these games, and that's why the Electoral College is such an important issue that has to be addressed, because at some point, under the Electoral College, these inhabitants, these foreigners, or, you know, whatever, even, you know, prisoners in the prison system, are getting more representation than citizens and voters. Because how was the last election determined? You know, Al Gore was by electoral college, right? He won the popular election and then lost the electoral college.
Well, you know, they had that rigged in multitudinous ways so that no matter it came out, he was going to win. If there was a recount.
And even like for Kerry, you know, I was a Republican, went to a military academy. I actually changed parties to the Democrats for unknown reasons, not realizing that it was basically the same party, you know, an offshoot, one side of the same coin of state and statecraft, and that, you know, to vote for John Kerry, not realizing that he was literally a straw man put up. You saw the tasering incident, right? We just talked about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely disgusting.
What did John Kerry do? Did he actually come down off that stage? He's a combat veteran. And you know, he's touting his record. I'm sorry, I supported him for the longest time, and the attacks that he weathered.
Well, no, the question that was asked to him has every bit to do with this. I mean, that's what this when underlies all of this. Kerry and Bush are working for the same crime bosses. They both belong to, you talk about secret societies, Skull and Bones is a good example right there.
Well, even Bill Clinton, though, you know, people will say, well, Clinton wasn't knighted by the Queen. He's not a member of Skull and Bones. Well, guess what? He was actually a Rhodes Scholar, and if you know anything about Cecil Rhodes, who set up the Rhodes Scholarship, he got his training, his education at Oxford University in England, and Cecil Rhodes is tied to De Beers Diamond Mines. He's the one who helped set that whole, you know, corporation up.
Yeah, and, you know, Clinton was asked once, you know, how he got his start in politics, what launched his career, and he said, oh, I learned a long time ago. He credited... author of Tragedy and Hope, what's his name? Carol Quigley. He said he gave me the best advice of my life. I followed it, and it's to him that I attribute my success for following his advice. I learned a long time ago, he said, that if I was going to get anywhere in the political world, I needed to befriend those who are the power behind the political world, and that is the elites, the financial elites.
Right.
So, yeah, there you go.
Well, think of our gold reserve. Where is it? What's happened to it? When was it last audited? But 1958.
It's not in Fort Knox, that's for sure.
Well, no, but and then go further. The National Strategic Oil Reserve is worth far much more money than the gold reserve. It's never been audited. It's run under secret programs. It includes capped wells, oil and fuel tank farms.
They've got enough oil reserve to supply this country for hundreds of years. The point is, though, we don't even have to be dependent on oil. That's the real kicker.
But they're using the National Strategic Oil Reserve as Texas tea, you know, black gold Texas tea, and they're using it to literally steal from us, and they've done the same thing with the helium reserve, which is Congressman Christopher Cox. He was a congressman out here in Newport. He worked across the aisle so well with Democrats and Republicans in selling that U.S. Treasury asset that he discovered somehow. You know, basically a bunch of Nazi spies gave him the information. Because this goes to Goodyear and Zeppelin and the work that they did, and, you know, that we were the only manufacturer of helium in the world at the time. They capped this reserve of helium, let it sit. 70, 80 years later, they discover it or rediscover it. They go to sell it off to private interests like Skunk Works and more, you know, Lockheed Martin for special weapons programs and very stealth, lighter than aircraft, you know, new age Zeppelins. And... because he did such a good job in selling this U.S. Treasury asset and working across the aisle to do so, he gets appointed as head of the SEC to help carry out the very same thing and do data mining on intellectual property and all sorts of other things within any and all of our industries.
Nice little private club they got going. You know, the very name, to come back to that for a moment, the very name Skull and Bones...
It's a death cult.
Yeah, but they get it from the
Jolly
Roger that used to fly, you know, the flag, skull and crossbones
exactly.
That used to fly on the pirate ship.
Well,
they're telling you,
the pirates have come ashore and they're administrative pirates now and they're the governors.
Yeah, right. They're pirates. That's exactly
what they are.
Yeah, they
are, literally. And they're proud of it. They wave their flag and people are like, oh, that's cool, that's funny. Ho, 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 Jolly Roger.
You know, I would like to know if your doughboy buddy there, if he's a member of Skull and Bones.
No, he's just what they do, and I've been trying to point this out to people. And this was, it's in Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. He survived the death and labor camps. He actually was in Auschwitz. And he was a psychologist, you know, trained in the mind, quote-unquote, and how the mind works. And he saw that what they would do, and they do this in our own prison system here, they're doing it just throughout, you know, government, public service, and even corporations, is they take the most ruthless, self-serving, maniacal, you know, wretched individual orphan that they can find, and they promote them to a level of power and trust, like Giuliani, you know, or yeah. like what they were trying to do with Giuliani's bootlicker and chauffeur, Bernie Kerik, and put him in charge of Homeland Security, where he didn't have a formal education. I don't even think I don't think he graduated from high school. And they're trying to put this guy in charge of lawyers.
And he has all that's required of him.
Sorry?
He meets all the requirements as far as Bush is concerned, then.
Well, the reason for that, though, you have to understand what they're doing, and it's called a capo, is they literally put a capstone on top of a department, an agency, a public works program, even a corporation or bank, and they put in somebody who has no positive human qualities, has no compassion, does not care anything about his fellow men, barely even cares anything about himself, has no self-love.
Well, the only requirement to hold any position in this administration is to know how to pucker up.
Right, but it's not just the administration, it's the corporations. And what they do is they try to put individuals like that in there so that if anybody challenges their authority, they're ruthless and brutal, and they just go after and character assassinate and destroy people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you understand some of the weapons and tools and stuff that they use, you know, removing these people from office, like every single one of those police officers, and even John Kerry, people should turn their back on that man. I've lost all respect for anything and everything he has to say, period.
Piece of garbage. And, you know, that reporter asked him is a very fundamental key question.
No, that guy was a student. That guy was a student. He wasn't a reporter.
Of course.
He was actually a student. University, and what does he get for asking a question in a public forum, free speech? He gets his mic cut. He gets his question. You know, big deal. He takes an extra minute. You know, people do that all the time. It's not worth being arrested. Now he's looking at we're paying for not only his defense somehow, we're paying for the prosecution of him. They're talking about putting him in jail for 5 years for what happened. He's the injured party. He got tasered and attacked in a free speech forum. Where
see, it's not just to go after him personally to punish him for what he did. They're sending a message here to any other potential dissenters or troublemakers. You know, don't pull this. Shut your mouth.
Well, you know. And Skull and Bones, it's not just Skull and Bones and Kerry's straw man position or tin man position. I don't know if we could call him probably all three because I don't know if he has a heart, a brain, or a soul. He could be probably he could be any of the characters in The Wizard of Oz except for Toto, the dog, because that was probably the most likable character in the story. But he, it's not just Skull and Bones. It's the fact that his wife, Teresa Hines, who was married to Senator Hines, which is the Hines dynasty, you know, ketchup dynasty, they're making more money in a time of war and international conflict and selling ketchup, tomato paste, tomato sauce, and more than they would or they believe they would be in a time of peace. He has no interest in ending the war.
No. None of them do.
No. Senator Hillary Clinton, I mean, even her whole health care plan, I believe in public trust, I believe, because, you know, her whole thing on requiring everyone to have medical insurance, she's doing that for the mafia. She's a front man for the mafia because at some point, and, you know, there's different kinds of mafias. We all know that, you know, Italian, Jewish, Irish, Scottish, I mean, you know, English. Every nationality has their own, the triads and more.
The Washington mafia.
Right, but the whole thing, we're supposed to be building hospitals, not insurance programs. We're supposed to be having, you know, pensions that you own and control, not Social Security. That is a giant trust fund that's been eaten up by this war, and that's one of the reasons they've done the whole war thing. But when you look at what's going on, I mean, they're literally taking the country down.
Yeah, it's not like they're lacking scruples and just here and there doing a little skimming and you know, taking advantage of their position to make
That's
a few extra bucks. Everything they do, every single thing they have done from day one, everything they say is a fraud. It's complete criminality. It's just, it's so incredibly beyond you know, anything this country has ever seen before. And I can't believe that people are just sitting back and letting it happen.
Anything that any country has ever seen before. Because
yeah. Literally.
They're coming in and they're trying to take down the oldest standing republic. And they're doing a great job of it.
And they're not just, you know, dismantling our country. This is a whole global affair going on here.
Yep.
The tremendous pressure they're putting on other countries to conform. It's unbelievable. Short break, folks. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Eric Schein on as our guest. Yeah, you know, we talked about fascism. The Bush family bloodline has been deeply involved with fascism from the start. You know, Prescott Bush funded Adolf Hitler, and now they're carrying on the tradition.
And Disney, did you hear what happened at one of the parks, Disney parks, in the last couple of days? It's up on Google.
No.
I guess it's just comical because it just goes to the signs of the times, I guess, or whatever. Pluto, the character, right? The guy's walking around, you know, in the suit. And some little kid, 5 or 6 years old, comes up and kicks him in the place that God split him. And he starts running around and chasing this little kid, and it's all captured on video. And I guess the mom, you know, confronts Pluto, and they start getting into it, and she shoves him down, and, you know, I guess Pluto eventually gets up, and he's just like, you know, to the camera, did you see that? What, you know, like as if he... And it just, I don't know, I heard about that yesterday. I haven't seen the video yet, but it just goes like, and with what you just mentioned, is...
You still there? Uh-oh. Yeah, I think we lost our guest, folks. Stick with us, and hopefully we'll get him back on. That was very strange. He's on the phone, too, unless it's a cell phone. But it's not. Yeah, we did lose him, but stick with us. We're going to get him back on. Maybe he was on a cell phone, and somehow he lost connection. If that's a landline number, I don't know how that happened. But in any case, we should have him back up here in just a moment. That's news to me. I hadn't heard that one. Gee. I tell you, it's so hard to keep up. There's so much stuff going on today, folks. It's almost impossible to keep up with it anymore. It's unbelievable. Things are happening like crazy. This administration is out of control. And, you know, you get to the point where you just nothing surprises you anymore. Nothing shocks you. This taser incident, as horrific as it is, didn't surprise me. I wasn't shocked. You know, I mean, come on. When you find out about elderly women being tasered, when you find out about little kids getting arrested, literally 6, 7, 8 years old, getting handcuffed, dragged to the police station, thrown in the local slammer along with other thugs, adult thugs, you know, nothing surprises you anymore. I honestly, you know, I mean, come on, look at Waco, Ruby Ridge. This stuff's been going on for decades, and those aren't isolated events. Those are the ones that are well known, but you know, they've been happening all over the place. Anyway, we do have our guest back. Sorry, Eric, I don't know what happened there, but
yeah, no worries. I was actually talking. I don't know what you heard, but
yeah, I forgot where you got cut off. It was pretty early on, though.
I was talking about Pluto and all that, but what I was leading into.
Yeah.
What I was leading into was that Walt Disney helped fund the brown shirts. And, you know, we have a pope now, which is a false temple to a false god in many ways, who is a German, you know, who wore a brown shirt when he was a child.
Sure, he was a Nazi. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose dad was an SS officer.
He is a man who does not back down.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so in our face. It's like we lost the battle.
Yeah, we got a quick break. Hold that thought. This is amazing stuff, guys. We'll be right back.
With recent internet.